I found the button.
Me as well.
Click it, click.
So, I don't know. So, I don't know if it was total shark jumping. They just always try to start off the show with...
jumping the shark.
An overly notable personality, because, you know, the rest of the people are all unnamed scrubs.
Yeah, but you can't have a Masked Singer who isn't even a real freaking person. You have a
person. That's a real
person? No, you don't. You're having a person play a character, and then the character being the masked person. That's just stupid.
I don't know. It was a cool puppet. Doubly cool puppet. It was a cool puppet inside of a cool puppet.
Yeah, the puppet, good times. However, but they started coming out. They're doing their stuff, and I'm like, I looked at Eric. I'm like, I don't know who this is, but I'm not sure why they're trying to sing like Kermit the Frog.
Right.
And they revealed it. I was like, ugh. I don't even want to watch this show anymore.
When you said it jumped the shark, that was not how I thought it was going to jump, to be honest.
Oh, I was so sad. I'm like, I'm not really sure I want to watch the rest of the season after that debacle.
Because Craig was like, it totally jumped the shark. And then, you know, I see Niecy Nash walks out.
Ugh.
And I'm like, oh, man, that means the first person voted off is going to be Nick Cannon.
That would be funny. See, now that would have been funny.
Well, if there's one person who is... screenwriting talents go underappreciated by everybody but you, it's this guy.
No, he's in the, you know, in the COVID quarantine.
Oh, that's what he's doing.
That's what I heard, is that's why Niecy's hosting.
Okay.
He was in the lockdown.
I gotcha.
Well, Sartooth, they couldn't have the guy who actually does the voice of Kermit the Frog nowadays come out, because, you know, that would shatter kids' dreams.
Yeah, that's weird. I saw that once. I don't love it. I saw a special where they intentionally panned down, and I was like, nope, never watching this again.
Yeah, I was just so sad. And the worst part was, not even the worst singer that night.
No, the other guy was much worse.
Terrible!
Mickey Rourke all over
Holy
again.
Holy smokes, was that bad. I'm like, absolutely, it's that person. And they're like, nope, not that person. I went, I don't understand why it's not that person. And then he did it, and I'm like, oh, because they didn't want to force this guy to be Kermit the Frog inside of this other suit for multiple... I get it, fine.
Yep.
Chumps.
Again, because you have to have the first person voted off be huge, so... that way, the rest of the people don't feel so bad that they're going to be ninja.
Freaking ninja.
Exactly.
And the celebrity's pretending to be so excited and impressed that it was ninja.
Right. And then, see, didn't they open up last season with Lil Wayne going home first? Or season...
Was it last year when Mickey Rourke walked off?
Well, he walked off, but one of the ones, the first person to go was someone big like Lil Wayne.
I don't remember.
He was the bad singing robot. But yeah, last time Mickey Rourke voted himself off. He was like, I didn't sign up for more than one episode.
That's right.
I'm getting out of this hot costume.
Oh, dude, I tried to watch an episode of, what's his name, Jason Biggs game show?
What?
Is that his name?
Why would they do that? What does he do?
It's a slot machine. You answer really bad trivia, and then you get bonus spins on a slot machine, and if you get wild cherries, then you get money. I stopped watching it, like, partway through. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. It's so bad.
Who's dishing out game shows to Jason Biggs of all people?
I think his name's Jason Biggs.
Did he ever have adult relations with a pie?
I'm pretty sure that's who that was.
Okay. Because if the answer is yes, then yes.
Yeah, Jason Biggs. Yep. Yeah, Right. And it's sponsored by Wild Cherry Pepsi, because it's cherries wild.
Okay.
Oh, so bad. So bad. Huh.
All you have to tell me is that Jason Biggs is hosting a game show that is sponsored by Pepsi Cherry, and it's called Cherry's Wild. I'm out. Like, all I needed to hear. I didn't.
I was like, you had me at Wild Cherry Pepsi. You had me at game show. You had me at slot machine. You lost me at Biggs and bad trivia, though.
Oh, so bad.
I'll tell you what I have been watching, and it's excellent. Ted Lasso.
You keep saying that.
Ted Lasso is so good, Craig. I can't. It keeps getting better, is why.
What the? Was that on Amazon or Netflix? What was that on?
It's on Apple TV.
Oh, it's on the Apple TV.
You'll never see
it. Okay.
Yeah.
I have the Apple TVs.
I don't understand.
Oh, do
is
you?
It on, like, what app is it on?
Apple
on
TV.
On the Apple TV. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Not the device Apple TV.
Oh.
There is now a media streaming service called Apple TV.
Can
Apple
you get
TV.
That on your Apple TV?
Yes. It's Apple TV Plus.
Okay.
Yo, sorry. On Apple TV Plus.
I have an Apple TV and I have never looked at that.
It's got some, you know, appears to have some viable shows now. This amongst them.
Every time you buy a new iDevice, you get a year free.
Oh, it's for pay. That's...
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure they want money.
Gotcha. All right, it's after 9 now.
Ooh. Well, that's see if we can fire up short show number 3.
out of 285.
Right. Now, the first one was a short show.
Well, yeah. Episode 1. Back when we were convinced that we were going to keep this show under 30 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah, that dream died.
That was we were brand new. We were just young kids, fresh out of high school, big dreams.
I'm really curious for your top 3 this week, because I hope I got at least 2 of them.
It was challenging.
Yeah.
Because there were a lot of good. I mean, every decade is challenging because there's an incredible number of good sketches to.
Well, this is kind of a double, not really, but.
Oh right. You know, there's a lot more if we're going all the way up to current.
Yeah.
Which we are.
All right. So.
Yeah. No. It should be a good. Let me just find the trivia. But yeah, you can start anytime you want. I think I'm ready to go.
Well, maybe I don't want to know.
Good. Stall.
Maybe I'm just gonna sit here for all night.
All night. That doesn't sound good.
Greetings, true believers. Believers, welcome to 285th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the Woolly One, we got KS72, we got Sneaky Meat 15, they're Ray, they're Ian. Hello.
Hello.
What a...
this is the week of Happy St. Patrick's Day.
It sure is.
To March 22nd, no, 24th.
That's been a real treat all day long, I gotta say. There was, they turned Channel 28 into St. Patrick's Day radio on Sirius XM. Just... magnifique.
Was there a lot of pogues?
There was a good mix of everything. Like, there was a good section dedicated to pogues, flogging mollies, dropkick Murphys, that sort of thing.
I like all that.
There was a good segment to, that was dedicated to, like, the chieftains and more traditional stuff like that. There was, they peppered in some Coors and Van Morrison and more popular stuff like that. And then a lot of either, I'm blanking on a word. What do you call songs that don't have words?
Instrumentals?
Yes, instrumentals. More instrumentals like Soulless and
Did you at least get to hear the Irish Rover?
I did. I got to hear it, and I came home and listened to it a second time. I was so happy.
Nice.
Owen was really feeling it. He's like, this stuff sounds great. Why? And I was like, it's the violin, buddy. Fiddle makes everything better.
Did they also play the Unicorn song?
That does not immediately ring a bell.
You know, with the green alligators and the long-necked geese, the humpty back camels and the chimpanzees?
No. Huh. No, Craig. Man, get back on the subject.
This is how much I've been paying attention. Until you started talking about it, I did not know that today was St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
That's, well, working from
you're not
home,
Irish Catholic,
I have,
or any kind of Catholic, right. So what are you going to do?
I have no outside contact except for the internet, and I totally didn't look at anything today, so... I knew it was coming up.
He didn't go to Google today at all, huh?
Didn't even notice his Google Doodle.
Yep, didn't notice. All right. In your 5-day 4-star crash!
Yeah.
Out of Titans. On the 13th was Sabretooth.
Yeah, did you? I just did that today.
Did you Sabretooth your way to victory?
Somehow, yes.
Nice.
It turns out 5 levels of happy birthday, we'll get it done.
Sure.
I didn't think I was going to do it with just the happy birthday ability, but Sabretooth's a good guy.
Coming up number next is Kingpin.
Oh, and that's very optimistic for me.
And then on the 23rd is Captain Hammer. He's our hero.
Oh, that's optimistic for me as well.
So there you go. Look it up for you. Tokens will become raining down on you.
Yeah, I'll be able to stay at a nice even number or an odd number. Hard to say, but I won't go... token poor anytime soon.
And as Samurai points out, both Kingpin and Worthy, we have completely different build.
Oh.
Oh. Another. Yeah. Ah.
I mean, completely different.
Yeah. That's a lot of different.
Huh. In Storyland, Operation Spider Soak is running out. That gets you the Psylocke, Scorpion, Colossus Shards. Placement is Scott. And some Phoenix shards and these Ashes to Ashes tokens. I'm assuming that'll let you get some Phoenixes.
Or David Bowie.
Could,
I don't know.
It could be. And then we've got Come and Get Me, one of Ian's favorites.
Sounds familiar. Now, isn't that just the... Is that the Thanos
boss event.
PvP?
Yeah. That'll get you...
Or is it a boss event?
It's the boss event, right?
Oh! Yeah, I remember that. Well, there's Infinity Stones that do all the work for you. That's one of my favorite ones.
Right.
I thought you were being sarcastic.
No, I thought you liked this one.
I love this one.
So this gets you Switch, more Scott, and the latest Legends token on the Alliance side. It is Sentry, Electra, and again a token. In your space season, Redshift is running. That'll get you a Switch. Safari Joe placement is Legion and Phoenix. And there you go. All right. I'll give you the choice. You want to talk about the UI first or what's in the release notes?
Let's start with the good news. I think they're
which
calling
Which one
the
of those
notes.
Would you like me to choose then?
I don't know. Let's do the release notes.
All
right. Yeah. Release notes. All right, Ian, you sitting down? We got a clue.
Oh, man. I'm clue ready this week.
All right. The clue is, hey, it's 11. So clearly it is Mel Brooks.
So I saw something on this character already, yeah. And it looked like it was produced by,
Mel
MPQ.
Brooks?
So yeah. I don't want to comment on it, but
okay.
I don't know if it's officially released or...
As far as I know, it has not been officially released, but yeah, I saw that spoil.
Yeah.
Sweet, I'll just wait patiently. I won't even guess. Is it Batroc?
Spoilers.
He doesn't have a lot of superpowers. He probably has to work on the side.
What, he doesn't make a good living booting people in the head?
Yeah.
He should be mopping up and,
MMA?
Yeah.
This is as loud as it gets.
Shut up, Siri.
Oh, that's podcast hackery at its finest.
That'll make Joe happy. He loves it when stuff like that happens in podcasts. Make sure Ray leaves that in.
I hope so.
So in the news, besides that clue, we got, hey, there's a new game board and new animations. We'll talk about that in a minute. Colossus Phoenix 5 can now be recruited in select events. As part of this change, tile physics are back. Remember that day I told you you could make tiles go boingy boingy and the developers immediately told me to be quiet and turned it off?
Yes.
You can turn it back on now.
You can.
Yeah, so that's cool.
I did. It was.
The game no longer crashes on specific iOS. However, if you're on an Amazon device, God help you, you're in trouble. They have an FAQ out about lost game saves. They are trying to fix that and keep looking at that FAQ for your latest details if you're a Kindle player. So.
All right.
That was it. That was the news. All right. Game board updates. Boy, there was a lot of them.
Yep. Seemed that they made some changes to the way things looked. So I'll just go because I probably have done the least investigating and in a hopefully reasonable twist, I have the least to say on the subject.
Right.
So let me lead with what I thought was, it seems okay. Here's a problem that I've run into. The way that I take the game in is over Steam. So instead of my telephone, I'm getting to enjoy the game on a, 27-inch high-definition monitor. So perhaps whatever issues this is causing is less apparent to me because I just thought it looked nice. Yeah, the only thing that I was like, why is this happening? Is when it's the other person's turn, the screen kind of grays out and makes it harder for me to plan my next move, which I don't love. But other than that, purple looks a lot more purpley. Green looks a little bit weird and washed out. I don't love it. But I don't know. It didn't impact my gameplay much. It seemed nice. Thought they did an okay job. They might have even done a very good job. I turned on the tile physics and I really enjoyed that. Makes the game more
boingy,
kitschy.
One thing I have used is I use $5 Chuck a lot, and when his X is on the black tiles, in my head it looks like Speed Racer's wheels, and that makes me enjoy it.
That's your takeaway. Cool. That's your big thing.
I like that.
Yeah,
that's a Craig hot take if I've ever heard one.
Okay. I enjoyed that look. I was like, oh look, I don't know, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
So it took me probably about 24 hours to kind of get used to it. But at this point, I it took me a while to figure out where my special tiles were, where the enemy special tiles were. Like, it's just different, right? So it took me a little bit. But the big thing I think, and this is something that everybody complains about, is the dimming. There are a lot of people having massive problems with this. People who are colorblind are complaining, or not necessarily colorblind, but borderline colorblind. Like, there's a lot of gray area. They can't tell the difference between blue and green anymore. However, in my opinion, the colors are like, the tiles are more crisp. They're more I don't know. They stand out more.
They do, because they use softer tones.
Right, exactly.
It used to be the other way around, less crisp with aggressive colors.
Right. Overall, I like it, but I can definitely understand the with the dimming, people are saying that it's giving them headaches, that they don't like, you know, it's going from bright to bright to dim constantly. Mm. And I get that. I totally get that. It doesn't bother me.
I don't love that part.
Yeah, my biggest complaint about it is the, it doesn't stand out as much to me now when my powers are ready to fire.
See, I don't have that problem. It seems fine to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah. So I think they did change it so that when you look at your powers, if you don't have any AP, there is a slight color there. So you know what colors, like it normally, or previously, if you didn't have any AP, you just had three blank bars and you had no idea. Like, if you didn't know the character, you'd have no idea what their AP, what AP they needed. Now you can tell beforehand.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The other thing that I noticed is that when you heal, the healing is in red, just like its damage, except, you know, it obviously it adds instead of takes away. But it's not green, it's in red. And that threw me for a loop for a second, because I'm like, oh, heal Okoye. Wait, she took it? No, she didn't take damage. Like, little odd, but
I'm not sure why that would have been changed. That seems weird to have changed.
Yeah.
That does seem odd.
Yeah. But I like the way it looks, but yeah, the dimming, it's a little annoying for me and apparently a real big pain for everybody else. So Reddit is nothing but complaints.
Sure. Well, you know.
Sure. If you could point me to a major update that's happened in the last 7 years that was well received by the community,
right,
I will be stunned.
I think the last one was championing. I think that was generally well received.
Oh, okay.
But it was that long ago. I don't know. Maybe I missed one. But yeah, you're right. There's a ton of negativity. In this case, I think they have a bit to, I wouldn't say that they're wrong.
Right. I agree. I don't disagree about the dimming at all. And I'm trying to take a more lax attitude about that. Like if that's if the new UI change is a deal breaker for you, I understand. That's fine. I don't even need to understand. Just, you know, play your game and live your best life. I don't care if you're outraged or if you're excited. My apathy is working overtime today.
Ooh.
I think that's it, though. I think that's, after I look at the screen for Steam, man, there is really very little change for you. Like,
yeah. Yep. I told you the impact on me, marginal.
Right.
Which is why I can totally accept and understand that there are people who are, you know, being thrown into a really bad place by this.
Right.
So best of luck, community.
All right. Any other news you'd like to dish
out? No. I thought I had something, but I would have written it down. I'm just going to assume that it wasn't worth writing down and continue on with my life.
There's some local news. We didn't, I don't think we talked about the fact that there was more information that came out about the local casino.
What? There was. Tell me more.
So it's. I don't know how far I can trust it. However, the CDT did post a article that said that it is highly likely that the mini casino will at least begin in what was Macy's. They said it was going to be close to the mall. That's really close.
Yeah, I would say that it's the mall.
Based how it had multiple entrance into the mall itself. Yeah,
right. But it was actually considered a separate property, so that's why it could still be the
very
the
close to. Yeah,
they're very close, very very close.
Yep.
Still no information on poker. They say 30 table games. I don't know if that includes poker. It seems
it does not.
Seems unlikely to me.
Right. It almost never does.
That's going to be blackjack and roulette.
Yes. Yes, it's going to be a slot parlor with some table games.
Yeah, if they're smart, they will have a poker room. I mean, I'm assuming
that's what the old Sam Goody is for.
Sure.
They can just turn that into the poker room, and then I forget what was across the way from there. The old Victoria's Secret, they could turn that into the Noodle House / Asian gaming room.
Oh, that would be my dream.
Glorious.
I know. I know.
But yeah, I mean, you'd really be missing out on the whole, you know, state college poker scene. It's actually really big, so.
Yeah. Oh, it's still thriving?
Yeah.
On campus, yeah.
If you don't mind playing with grad students, yes.
Mm.
Oh, here's news. Did you guys see this video of this plane landing on a car?
I did not.
Well, landing is the wrong word. There's a car driving down the street, and a plane crashed into the top of the car. It was
amazing. Oh, yeah, that sounds way more plausible and less miraculous than you made it sound originally.
Yes, it did not land in the car. It crashed on the car and then exploded into a ball of fire.
That sounds horrible. Pass.
That was it's a crazy video.
Did you see this plane land on this car? That sounds amazing. But I mean, plane crash and everybody died. Oh, that's like what you let in with, but totally different.
At this point, not everyone has died yet.
Oh, double pass. Your news. Get to the next segment. You killed it again, Craig.
All right, fine.
Oh,
Ian, hit me with the top three.
Buzz Harshington. What up?
Hit me with your top three.
Oh, the top three. I think we're going to finally close out the SNL top three. So, we'll let Ray do the honors.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
All right. I had some real problems in ordering these, so I'm not even sure that I agree what my number three is, but I'm going to start with it. The hilarious bit makes me laugh every time. The Close Encounter skit with Kate McKinnon being the woman who's right. The odd one out who gets everything bad happen to her. Oh, my. Whoever writes that is just brilliant.
That is a good skit every time.
I mean, it's the same sketch every time,
exactly,
but it is always funny.
Yep.
And it's her getting to just be free and be like, whenever she just adds the gross details about what happened.
Yep.
And my pants got ripped off and everybody got a good view of my grassy knoll, my gassy hole. And I'm getting dragged through the mud and an elf named Scud is riding on me.
There were a couple of them that weren't so good, but the Close Encounter one is absolutely one of the best.
That's good stuff.
Who's next?
Craig.
Oh, okay. My number three, I'm going to start with a little slap-a-pappy, wing-wing, beef jelly. The Kings of Catchphrase Comedy. I love the Kings of Catchphrase Comedy.
I did too. I didn't even remember them. And that's funny because we bring it up a lot. I don't know why, but my wife thinks it's hysterical. And it is a hysterical catch, but she always mentions Slappy Pappy.
Slappy Pappy, wing wing! Slappy Pappy.
Oh, Zach Galifianakis is air horn guy. Yeah.
That's all he does. He never says a word.
Yep. Nope, he just blows his air horn. Sorry, that was good. All right, my number three is a one-off. From, if you remember, when Seth MacFarlane was the host and Anthony Peter Coleman took a puppet class. The puppet class where Bill Hader is a war veteran and his puppet is also his name, who is a war veteran with the...
Oh, yeah. They look exactly the same.
What's your puppet's name? Anthony Peter Coleman. Sorry, just looking at their matching get-ups.
Yeah.
It's oh, that sketch cracks me up every time.
I did not remember it until I saw the picture. And then it, you know,
right. Instantly came back.
Yep. I was like, wait, what? Oh, yeah. All right.
All right.
Ray? All right. So, by the way, that was on my honorable mentions. Bill
nice.
Hader's character on there is just fantastic.
So good.
All right, so my number two is heart pounding, adrenaline, exhilaration, spectaculence. Hi, we're not adult stars anymore.
Moe Shandon.
Moe Shandon.
Thank you, Champagne. I almost fell down a hole and a mole man banged me back to the surface.
The former adult film star commercials are amazing.
They really are.
Moe Shandon.
Good.
Those are funny every time. That is true. I can't argue that.
They hold up well.
Oh, yeah. That is good stuff.
Yeah.
Did someone say vroom vroom? Not yet. Not yet.
Not yet.
With Lamborghinis.
That also made my honorable mention, so that's good.
All right. Maybe we're not going to have too many duplicates this week on the main three here. All right, my number two, Michael Bolton sings the plot of Pirates of the Caribbean.
That is a gem.
That is one of the best things I've ever seen on SNL. It is spectacular.
All right, that was kind of weird. Now we're back in the club.
Exactly.
Who knew Michael Bolton was such a cinephile?
That's weird. I do not have any recollection of that.
Oh my God, Ray, it's one of the funniest things you've ever seen.
Lonely Island is doing this rap number, and Michael Bolton shows up. He's like, I wrote you guys this sweet hook. Let's lay a track down. And so they're rapping about, you know, just generic rap stuff, being in a club and drinking and other stuff. And then Michael Bolton comes on and he's like, this is the tale of Captain Jack Sparrow.
And they're like, okay. What?
Yeah. And they're like, what? The Jester of Tortuga. And then they're like, okay, that was weird. Now we're back at the club. And then he just starts singing over them about how much he likes the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
And Bolton is full in the Captain Jack Sparrow outfit.
It's good.
Oh, I love that every time I see it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So my number two is none other than the Kick Spit Underground Rock Festival.
With Blank Dan. Right.
I'm DJ Super Soaker, and I'm Little Blaster. Join us for the mud eating contest and see if you can beat last year's champion, Dan. And then join us for the worst He-Man impression with last year's winner, Blank Dan.
And then he died.
And we have the NBA. The NBA's Dirk Nowitzki will shoot a BB gun at you in an open field.
What was it, a second or third time when Blank Dan actually died?
Oh, yeah, well, that's what, then the first one, they're like, and then join us for a special memorial for Blank Dan. Oh,
that is gold stuff.
Yeah. That one, you know, reoccurred enough times, and every time was still good.
Yep.
The list of bands was funny. The activities. We didn't sell out and get you a bunch of porta potties. We got porta potties. They're called your pants.
fantastic. Man.
All right. Ray, you can bring us home.
All right. My number one. I'm going to see if I can get through this. My number one is. They out here saying for 200. Okay, the answer is, they'll be out here saying the new iPhone wants your thumbprint for your protection. All right, Doug. What is, I don't think so, that's how they get you.
That's right!
Yes!
That is right, Doug!
Yes, that's it!
That is how they get you!
Black Jeopardy, especially the one with Tom Hanks. Oh, the Louis C.K. one got posted in Discord.
Well, also fantastic.
What is a badunkadunk? What is junk?
You know what, Doug? What is, you all right?
What is junk in the trunk? What is my backside?
Today's winner gets the comfy chair. Grandpa's got to sit somewhere. Give him the comfy chair. What is the packet drawer?
That's right.
That sketch is solid gold. All right, Craig, we're ready.
All right, my number one. I don't know. I had assumed this is going to be on Ian's list, but maybe not. It is the most bizarro sketch of all time, which somehow endeared itself to our hearts. It's got to be David S. Pumpkins.
Haunted Elevator is hilarious, and it is on my honorable mention list, but it's not my number one.
But man, that elevator is...
There are two B-boy skeletons? what am I not getting?
What? I don't understand.
On my own thing. It got even funnier when you got to hear the backstory and how hard Tom Hanks lobbied against that sketch. He was like, I'm telling you. What's Thor's real name?
Hemsworth?
Hemsworth. Hemsworth would love to do that sketch. You should make him do David Pumpkins. And they're like, nope, you're going to be amazing.
And he was amazing.
He was amazing. Because it was absurd. Yeah. Like, sometimes they just need to be, like, so silly. Now, it blew up way too much. Like, there were Halloween specials about it, and it got way less funny. But the absurdity of that first sketch, yep, where it was just David S. Pumpkins. S. Pumpkins? Now he has a middle initial?
Yeah, just that first sketch, the first time you see it, you're like, I don't have any idea what's going on. This doesn't make any sense at all. But
why did you call all in on David Pumpkins?
But Tom Hanks' face is just, it's priceless.
He totally sold it.
Oh, my gosh.
He really brought it
home.
Yeah, so my final, as we may or may not have discussed, is Weekend Update City correspondent Stefan. Every Stefan sketch was hilarious. I thought, like, every other one got funnier than the last one. They almost got too silly at the end, and then he ended up marrying Seth Meyers, and they were able to retire it just in time. But, man, every suggestion that he made was so absurd. And I think John Mulaney's a hilarious writer, so I was so pumped when I got to see that sketch. So, did you guys have honorable mentions that hadn't been mentioned?
I do.
We're ready.
All right, Ian, you can guess what it is, right?
I got a guess, but
it's the Legends of Mokiki and the Sloppy Swish.
Oh, that wasn't it.
Why? I love that sketch, but I know that it's not funny. That's so weird.
I love that sketch, and having you do that skit for me makes it even better every time. Because I love watching Ian do the Sloppy Swish.
Sloppy Swish. I do like doing the Sloppy Swish, but yeah, that sketch, I thought it was hilarious. I have revisited it. I don't know that it's funny at all.
No, it's hilarious.
I think a certain right a number of circumstances were happening with me when I saw it, and I was like, this is the best sketch I've ever seen. Oh man.
Karen kill him. I mean, that's
projectile vomits all over Anne Hathaway.
Just for no reason.
Yeah. What a weird concept. To take the tune Bongo Bong and have him Mokiki as some sort of weird. Oh, I can't. Yeah, you're right. That's a good sketch.
He just had apparently done that dance before to make people laugh and decided that he needed to do a whole sketch about that dance.
Yep. Apparently. I love that they put together that. Apparently, I assume Anne Hathaway thought it was hilarious. So she was like, yes, put me in that digital short.
All right. That was my mention.
Okay. Now, I do have one since we've wrapped up Saturday Night Live, and I am concerned, now that I've had some time to reflect, that not only did this sketch make zero of our lists ever, but it is possibly, and I think it might be, objectively the best sketch I've ever seen on Saturday Night Live, and possibly Craig as well, is Centaur Job Interview.
Oh my god, why did I not think of that?
I don't know, I didn't either, but it's the greatest sketch of all time.
It is the greatest sketch of all time.
And it didn't make anybody's list. Centaur Job Interview.
It was a horse.
So how do you clean yourself back there after you go to the bathroom? It's got this telescoping rod with a little pulley. It's called Nogbesians. You can get them down at Nogbesians and such. It's like a crate and barrel for centaurs.
So let me throw you a hypothetical situation. Sticking out of this window in like this house, there is the greatest backside of a horse you have ever seen in your life. Would you do it?
Well, I usually only have romantic interest in other centaurs.
Yeah, but you will never know.
I'll never know?
You will never know.
Yeah, I guess I'd do it.
That was a horse.
Oh, man. It was horse. Deal with it. Christopher Walken is probably the best host. He is just a little bit ahead of JT, but
yeah,
he was amazing.
I
really regret not including Centaur Job Interview on my previous
list.
Yeah,
I agree with you. I think we failed. God, I love that sketch so much.
If I wasn't doing this show, I would definitely watch that clip of Centaur Job Interview.
I was really tempted to click on it. I'm like, I better not.
I'll scroll back up when we're all done. So that's it. Well, we're going to retire the Saturday Night Live top three for another couple decades. Maybe we'll revisit if we need to, but we're good for a while. In the meantime, I'm going to dig up some trivia.
All right.
Try to remember last week's and try to ask you some questions about this week. Oh, so last week, I wanted to know about the lunchbox that Captain Marvel stores her Tesseracts in. Who's on the cover? It's just a Fonz lunchbox.
Oh, well, sure.
But it's cool. So, yep, she stores the Tesseract in the Fonz lunchbox.
Hey.
Hey. This week, I believe, I don't even remember what the, there was a two-part Avengers movie. Could you remind me what the first part's called? It's not Endgame, it's the other one.
I thought it was just Infinity War.
Infinity War, yes!
Okay.
Sorry, I got some
there's the answer for next
brain
week's
issues this week. So I think this might be from Infinity War. It might be from Endgame, so I don't want to mislead anybody. So when Thor was in Asgard, he took an elective course while he was on Asgard. Do you remember what elective course he was taking while he was on Asgard to do some learning in his spare time?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Ah, see? Because it was a, air quotes, funny bit.
Oh, yep. Gone.
So you blocked it out?
Yep.
Yep. So, yes, I'll give you the answer next week if you still need clues. There you go. That's this week's trivia.
Hey, we could talk next week about whether or not we like buddy comedy. That comes out Friday.
What comes out?
The Falcon and the Soldier.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm excited to see that. Not necessarily on topic, but I'm also excited for the Snyder Cut of Justice League and for Godzilla vs. Kong.
I have not seen, I didn't see the last Justice League, so I'm going to watch this one and see what I think. And I am not excited for Godzilla vs. Kong because they made Kong 10 times bigger than Kong's supposed to be for no good reason.
Yeah, well, to make it more exciting.
No, I did see a funny meme where it showed like a gorilla and it said, you know, what do you want me to do? He's an atomic powered dinosaur, but I'm going to do my best. I have seen the last two Godzilla movies in the theater. So
nice. That does sound like something you would do.
It is something I would do because I love me some Godzilla flicks.
So yeah, that or one of the many things I'm overly excited about, knowing that it's not going to be that good. That and like I said, the Mortal Kombat coming out on your birthday.
I want to see that.
That's going to be a treat.
Definitely want to see that. All right. Once again, then.
Yeah.
I am Hans. No, I'm skipping ahead. Holy crap. I skipped the mailbag completely. Willie, what you got?
Well, okay. So I'm going to continue the SNL conversation a little bit because from a couple weeks ago, Stink Palm posted.
What up?
Saying I'm probably a week early, which he was. But from the SNL skits, you have to say Lonely Island's Like a Boss, Lazy Sunday, and I'm on a Boat deserve honorable mentions.
I'm on a Boat is stellar.
Yeah. Having watched that not long before...
I like Lazy Sunday a little better, but...
Having watched the I'm on a Boat not long before getting on a cruise ship was pretty fantastic.
Which is the one where, you know, they hand him a phone and like, that's your dad? He's like, that's not my dad, that's a cell phone.
Is that... it may be the same one as... So in ginormous font, he also posted... 2, 4, 6, baker's dozen. I told you that I'm crazy for those cupcakes, cousin.
That's Lazy Sunday. Yeah, that's Lazy Sunday where they're talking about getting a bunch of cupcakes and going to watch the chronic What Coals of Narnia.
Yeah. Oh, right. No, exactly. I'm thinking of, so I threw it on the ground.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I love the chronic What Coals of Narnia.
He also said David-esque pumpkins. Any questions? Who's More Grizzled is phenomenal. I don't actually remember this one, and I couldn't find it on the internet. He says it's a rare spot of brilliance with Garth Brooks, Robert Duvall, and Norm Macdonald.
Whoa.
Yeah, could not find the video, so
yeah,
I'll be expecting something in Discord here. Every time I found the video, it said this video has been removed, so.
Oh, okay.
And Star Wars and the Four Jamaicans. I think that's a reference to the secondhand news guy by Bobby Moynihan.
Oh, yeah, that could be.
Yeah, we also skipped, Blank in a Box, the whole trilogy.
Yeah, and we're there, yeah.
Mother Lover.
That holds up. I was not expecting Anthony Crispino.
pretty sure. So let me tell you, who are you looking at? They might see me.
I hear old Bill Cosby got into the music game. I hear he's a rapist. Rapping all over the place.
That was it, huh? All right. Thanks, Willie.
Yep.
All right.
No, that's.
Oh, no, that was just the end of that.
Oh, Jeebus.
Yeah. Moving over to D3. Zoot Sacks said, when you were discussing the puzzle challenges, you didn't mention the easiest way to clear all of the non-fortified enemy special tiles. So if it does come up again, here's a suggestion. 2-star Magneto's blue power at 5 covers destroys the entire board. That's pretty quick. It's a pretty easy way to do it. He says he was using 4-star Carol Danvers and 3-star Carlet Witch with him. And clearing all the tiles was pretty effective.
Nice.
He says if fortified special tiles were there, I might swap 4-star Teen Gene for Carol. Just my 2 cents. Tony Foot.
Ayo, Tony Foot.
And this comment, has made me really cringy at some of the way the conversations have been going. However, Tony Foot says, not strictly game related, but my 11-year-old son, Joe, has started listening to your podcast and going through the back catalog, which is odd, as he's heard the show when I listen in the car, but does not play the game. I hear him laughing out loud, and he comes and tells me the funny bits. Again, strange, as he is British and can't get most of the 80s American trivia. But he says, thanks for providing a family-friendly podcast to give him a few laughs. It has been a tough year for the little guy, in and out of school and lockdowns, and I appreciate everything that can put a smile on his face. So thanks for carrying on and putting these out. You are very welcome.
That is going to be my next mug. next time I make a mug from this show, it's going to say Puzzle Warriors 3, huge with 11-year-old British boys. That is our number one demographic. Second only to people who play this game.
So finally, I've got...
That's awesome.
I think it's finally. Nope. Back to Reddit, though. Groot posted an infomercial that we did not cover. And it's called the Titty Bear. That's like teddy bear, but with an eye. It is a seatbelt attachment that comforts you instead of pulling the chest strap tight.
Oh, I like being comforted.
There's a link on Reddit. You can check it out.
Okay.
And he also said, what about the ShamWow face mask, which I believe is just a ShamWow that you put over your face. But in any case, there are a couple links on Reddit. You should go check them out. And Jay Taylor posted an article. He's got an article about Hulk Hogan and how he had a choice between endorsements, and he completely screwed up. So supposedly, there's a little bit of controversy as to how it came to be, but it was a choice between a meatball maker, a blender, and a grill. And Hulk Hogan chose the juicer, the blender, and it completely failed. And meanwhile, he turned down the grill, and the agent went to his next client, who was George Foreman.
Brother.
Wow.
So Hulk Hogan supposedly could have been the Hulk Hogan grill.
That would not have sold as well.
He would have
George Foreman.
He missed out on a $200 million profit. So
I agree with Craig. I don't think he's as credible as George Foreman is. I don't think it would have done as well.
Well, the juicer is any evidence of that. Yeah,
I mean,
totally.
Yeah, I'm totally going with a George Foreman anything over a Hulk Hogan anything. Unless it's like, a Stretch Armstrong. You know, Hulk Hogan Stretch Armstrong would be way better than a George Foreman Stretch Armstrong.
Wasn't that a thing? Yes. Didn't they make that?
Yeah,
almost certainly.
Okay. All right.
The little Hulkamaniacs were running wild when they weren't busy eating their vitamins and saying their prayers.
That's right.
That, however, is all that's what's in the mailbag. So, hey, thanks, Willie.
Oh, man. Now I want to listen to the old original WWE wrestling album. I think I still have that on vinyl here at the house.
I'm sorry?
Does that have his... Is that when they were still was that when they had songs?
Yeah.
That's before they started playing their intro music, right?
No, yeah, this is them actually singing. Like Nikolai Volkov sings a song called Cara Mia.
Nice. That's a good one. That's a classic.
You know, they have the Eat Your Heart Out Rick Springfield sung by he was a manager. He would hit you with his cane, you pencil neck geek.
Oh, Classy Freddy Blassie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had the stupid Hogan song, the American Dream song, or whatever the heck it was called.
Yeah.
Something, you know, when it comes crashing down and deep inside or hurts inside or something. Yeah. Yeah. I have that album somewhere. Good stuff. All right. Now are we sure? We're ready to move on.
Yeah. I think we're good.
All right. Fourth time's a charm. Once again, then I'm Hans.
I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
We just want to pump you up. All right. So this week, Thanos, come and get me is running, so there's no information on who is boosted this week.
Wait, however, I screwed that whole prep up three times for no information?
Yep. 100% yes.
I should look at the infographic.
If you would like a excellent recipe for cheesy pizza rolls, you can click on the link on our page to probably this week's show.
Yep.
And it'll have the infographic there. And it includes, like I said, a delicious recipe for cheesy pizza rolls that have been enjoyed many times by the one and only UNC Samurai. So, yeah, be sure to grind that boss event this week, everybody.
All right, let's just go straight to team-up time, then.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
I thought you were going with a question featuring Ray.
Ray?
All right, this week I'm going with one that I got from a couple weeks ago. Heston Kixon. Set this in. It's fairly short, but it's pretty easy, pretty to the point. I don't know where yours are, Ian. It's a 4-star team. You may be in luck.
Ooh.
So for this week, it is Legion, Shuri,
yes,
and Blonde Widow.
Almost. Less so, but maybe. Hard to say.
So the keys are that Shuri's passive reduces allied power costs by 3 if there are 5 or more fortified tiles, and Blonde Widow can put out a tile that also reduces allied powers by 3. This allows you to keep Legion's powers extremely cheap. Essentially, you use Shuri's red when needed to create a fortified tile, otherwise Legion's red. You use Widow's yellow if her countdown expires, otherwise it's the Legion show. You just use his powers. As an additional bonus, Widow can turn invisible, like Legion, and she can heal Shuri if Shuri gets a little bit too beat up. So you want to have Shuri at a 3... I'm sorry. Shuri at a 5-3-5, Widow at a 3-5-5, and Legion at dealer's choice. Whatever powers you prefer. So that's basically it. Nice. It sounds interesting. Anything with Legion sounds interesting.
I was going to say, I want an all Legion, so you've got me there. I feel like I'll have to look as we're getting ready for token opening, and I'll try to tell you more about the other two options because you asked.
Sure.
And I'm also curious because I know I'm not too far probably with either of them. You know, too far away from being, you know, completely viable.
Right. I don't know. I was surprised that you have I saw you have Captain Worthy championed, so
I do. I have Shuri is at a 3-4-5, and I'll see if I can track down Blonde Widow. I'll let you know more. In the meantime, Craig introduces the next segment.
Yep.
Blonde Widow is at an even more impressive 4-4-4.
Oh, well, there you go. Almost there.
So
all right.
I'll be able to enjoy this team in no time.
Well, that's your team for this week. Thanks, Unify.
Unify.
All right, let's hit up.
Also, Mystify. Just because he didn't have a segment doesn't mean he doesn't deserve recognition.
That's true.
Mystify.
And then go straight to the OG and open up some tokens.
Okay. Let's see what I got. One of these fancy tokens. Yes. I'm ready. Are you ready?
Do it, Doug.
See if I can get us trending in a good direction. It's a 5-star.
What?
It's Cyclops Phoenix 5, Savior of Mutant Kind. That's going to cost me 1,000 ISO.
Giant jerk of Mutant Kind.
Oh, no, I already have him. Never mind. Ah, that's amazing. I have him at a 0-1-1.
I have to say, I'm not really interested in Cyclops.
Mm, you're missing
but
out.
But I am very interested in finishing off Warlock and getting more Yellow Jacket. So I've just doomed myself. I'm never getting Yellow Jacket again. But I have 7.
I got 5, whichever.
You go ahead.
All right. First one, Hulkbuster. Yeah.
Mm, classic.
Number 2 is purple. Hey, it's a Savior of Mutant Kind.
Nice.
Number 3 is a MODOK.
Ooh.
Number 4, what is that? Oh, Android Jim. I'm like, I don't even recognize that. Oh, and the 5th one, a 2nd Cyclops Phoenix Blast. So 2 purples out of there.
5.
Oh, turns out I don't have him.
You do now.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Welcome to the 0-1-1 club.
Yeah, I have neither him nor Colossus. Recruit button. Boom.
All right.
Off you go, Ray.
My first one is a 4-star. It is Blonde Widow.
Nice.
I hear you can use her.
Got a great team idea for
you. Number 2 is Red Hawk. Number 3, another 4-star, Reed Richards. Where am I at? Number 4 is a purple. And it is an Adam Warlock.
Ooh, nice.
Cosmic Skeen. I have no idea where he's at. 5 is a Ghost Rider. And I managed to get bonus shards for 5-star, but only 50 of them. But that's still nice. Number 6 is another purple. Savior of Mutant Kind. And finally, we'll wrap it up with another 4. Ooh, it's a Silk. That's good. I don't have her champed yet, so very useful.
Nice.
So my Cyclops is now at a infamous 1-1-1.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And Warlock is at a 3-5-1.
Ah.
I do not need any more Cosmic Skeen.
So when I opened my token, it said, I hope I set a good tone for the rest of the opening. I didn't mean the exact same cover over and over again, so sorry about that, I guess.
As long as it's purples, that's okay.
Nice.
Thanks, as always, to this guy.
This guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network. It is available at soontobenamednetwork.com. We are teaming up with several other excellent podcasts to bring you a lot of variety for your podcasting choices. You can check us out with a complete archive of current and past shows at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Through the constant variety of sport, the agony of defeat. Remember the opening to that show? It was good stuff.
It doesn't ring a bell.
Wide World of Sports, ABC, Sunday afternoons.
Mm-mm. That does not sound like something that would appeal to me at that age.
Huh.
I remember when he said the agony of defeat, there was a skier, like, careening off a wall.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, he was doing the ski jump or something, right? And he bungled at something fierce.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that looked painful every time.
Yeah, sure did. All right, in that case, I got nothing else. Anything else for the good of the order?
Right. Negativo.
I'm good.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comment, suggestions, Ray needs something to read. Fill up that mailbag. Or click our Amazon banner and buy something, or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, gotta catch them all. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.